Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today, we're focusing on major shifts in the crypto landscape, including significant Bitcoin acquisitions, market reactions to US-China tariff tensions, and surprising developments in the stablecoin and gaming sectors. Now let's get into the details. JP Morgan expands its Kinexys payments network to include the British pound, tackling the dominance of dollar-denominated stablecoins. This move could shake up the $230 billion stablecoin market. Meanwhile, Strategy has bought an additional 3,459 Bitcoin, bringing its total to over 531,000. This purchase bolstered Strategy's shares by 1%. Showing confidence in Bitcoin stability above $84,000. Bitcoin's price has remained steady despite mixed signals from the White House on semiconductor tariffs. President Trump hinted at flexibility, but Commerce Secretary Lutnick confirmed these exemptions are temporary. China's response includes a 34% tariff on US semiconductors. Amidst these tensions, Bitcoin, equities, and oil prices rose, reflecting market confusion. The US-China trade war has reduced US imports by 64% and exports by 30%, driving interest in Bitcoin as a fiscal hedge. This economic stress is pushing some to explore Bitcoin for capital preservation. However, Bitcoin did face a slight drop over the weekend due to tariff announcements, but quickly regained its footing. In other news, the OM token crashed by 90% due to alleged forced liquidations by centralized exchanges. This incident sparked concerns about exchange practices and highlighted the vulnerabilities of real-world asset tokens. The crash led to a dramatic surge in derivatives trading, exceeding $6 billion in volume. Visa is set to join the Global Dollar Network, a stablecoin consortium, marking its first foray into the crypto consortium space. This partnership aims to enhance liquidity and connectivity, distinguishing itself from other stablecoin models. In the gaming sector, tokens have seen a downturn, with none in the top 100 by market cap. However, Eve Frontier has launched a trial, while Immutable plans to merge its networks, showcasing ongoing innovation in the gaming ecosystem. Tether is expanding into the US market, with a 13% increase in users. This growth is fueled by global volatility, and Tether is preparing a US-focused stablecoin for institutional use. Meanwhile, gold-backed cryptocurrencies are outperforming the broader market, driven by a surge in demand for safe haven assets amidst economic uncertainty. Finally, Coinbase Canada is advocating for a national blockchain strategy, with CEO Lucas Matheson emphasizing the need for regulatory clarity and crypto integration into Canada's economy. As the country approaches an election, these discussions could shape its digital future. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.